dedicate one of the railroad extensions to you in your honor.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to hear a little more vision, I could give you a little more vision about this railroad.
Please do so.
That is that, and probably won't live long enough to be able to see some of these things happen. But it is a very good possibility that if we have a connection from Alaska to the North American rail system, and if we move that rail system clear across to the Seward Peninsula near Nome, and had a nice deep water port in Norton Sound, that we could be a throughput for materials from Asia to Canada and the East and Midwest of America, lower 48 states, because it would be easier with the water transportation to Alaska than it is to Seattle, and also then get on the train and go all the way, which is what they do when you get it to Seattle, to those other places. It would give a lot more opportunity, and we could get goods going both directions on this connection. And you know, it probably won't happen in my lifetime, but certainly in the future of Alaska, which is what I'm very interested in for our children and our children's children, for the future of our economic opportunity. And it is a very environmentally sound way to make money.
Thank you. That's a great foreshadow of what may come in the future, and hopefully we'll all live long enough to see that become a reality. Appreciate that very much. I was wondering about the acceptability of our friends and neighbors in Canada there. Is there any kind of opposition at all to railroad extension to their parts that you're aware of?
I'm not aware of any. I've been working intently with the legislators, and there's also an Historical Railroad Society in Yukon Territory that I've been involved with over there. I have met, went to Vancouver, B.C., and talked to those folks, and so I have a lot of folks there that I'm interested in. Also, I've been to Grand Prairie in Alberta, Calgary, and so forth, and most everyone is really excited about it. Hugo Lorenz, the Council General. Our guy in Vancouver was here just a week or so ago, and he said they're really excited about it. Then our guy in Calgary, which is Roy Chavera, is also very interested in this railroad project. And their guy in Seattle, which is Randy Simmons, their council general, is also helping us.
Roger Simmons.
The Canadian Council General, who's located in Seattle, who covers this area. So they've been very excited about this, and I think that the federal government in Canada is excited as well.
Great. So. The closest point of the railroad in Canada to Alaska is Fort Nelson, I believe.
Fort Nelson is one of the areas. There are several opportunities, but that's the closest. The other thing I might want to say is that we have not had any direct relationship, intense relationship with the First Nations, although they are in government various different places, and we've had conversations with those, and I'm in the process right now, as my staff is setting it up and going home. I go on the ferry to Skagway, and then from Skagway I would drive to Whitehorse, and I'm planning to spend the evening there, and I've got my staff working up to see if we can't get a group of folks, including some of the local leadership in the First Nations, to just have a conversation about this issue.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your efforts with this, and my next and final question would be, where do we go from here, assuming that this passes the legislature, and I expect it to, and we establish that corridor? Do we go with a feasibility and engineering study, and then from there eventual funding? Is that
this just opens the door for the railroad to do something in the event something is ready to be done.
Right.
I think you're probably familiar with Senator Murkowski's piece of legislation that he passed last year.
Somewhere.
In Washington, D.C., which authorized a bilateral commission of 12 U.S. folks and 12 Canadian folks. And that's been passed and signed into law by the president. And then they're in the process now of negotiating with the Canadians over them, Canadians passing the same sort of a legislation in their federal government. I don't know what the hang-up is on that, but I think it's not on the top of the priority list between the Canadians and the U.S., and what I keep getting from Murkowski is they're working on it. When it ever happens, it'll come pretty quickly. There will be an appointment of these 24 folks, and they will, with a $6 million fiscal note from the U.S. and hopefully a similar fiscal note from the Canadians, this committee will be appointed to hire the folks that they need to do this feasibility study. To determine the financial and physical feasibility of this road. After that, I think it'll happen pretty quickly. Because, I, you know, once that's authorized and then where we can get the funds, I think that there may be even a battle at the door to see what private folks might be wanting to do this. So we'll just have to wait. We'll have to get there. And this is just making it available without having to do this after that happens. It kind of opens the door.
Can you determine what the distance is between the Alaska segment of that would be in comparison
about
to the Canadian?
About 270 miles.
270? So it'd be a lot further on the Canadian
it's
side.
It's a lot further on the Canadian side. It's about 1,200 miles altogether, I think, depending on, you know, how.
Then that leads me to the question of, I know we're jumping way ahead here with even asking this, but that leads me to the question of who pays what? Do we just pay the Alaska portion and they their federal government, whatever they call themselves, pays their portion? Or is there
I'm not
be
sure
a mixture?
Who, I don't, no, I'm not sure who pays.
Because the whole thing could hinge on whether or not they
there's
contribute.
There's a lot of methodology to come up with the money to do this, and so we haven't even worried about the payment at this point in time.
Maybe we can privatize that leg of the
I think that's a very good possibility.
As opposed to having the Alaska Railroad build and own and maintain it.
I've heard from people
it,
all the way from Australia who are interested in building this railroad, so whose trains run over it and everything is yet to be determined.
Yes.
We're only just... The fact is, you know, our own railroad may get swept up in the process. We don't know how that's going to happen. And as soon as the opportunity is there and it looks like a real thing, I think the public is, around the world is going to come out and be interested in this project.
I'm looking forward to the ribbon cutting ceremony. I might be 9 years old, but I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you very much for advancing this legislation, and I certainly support it. And I think it's a great concept, and I commend you for your efforts. Any further questions from the committee? Hearing none, what is the role of the committee?
Chairman,
yes,
I move that we move House Bill 241 from transportation with individual recommendations and the attached
zero
fiscal note, and move it out of committee and ask unanimous consent.
I do ask for unanimous consent. Any objection to this legislation as moved? Hearing none, the legislation is moved out of committee. House Bill 241. Congratulations, Lieutenant James.
Thank you.
Oh, I never got to Jim and Phyllis. I got it. Say, Jim and Phyllis, are you still online?
Yes, we are.
Say, I want to sincerely apologize to you. I just, in the rush to get through the agenda today, I forgot about you. You're certainly welcome to offer any comments at this point. We did move the bill out of committee. I know that you supported the legislation, but is there anything you care to add?
Not really at this point.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I know you patiently waited, and I did intend to get to you. You're on the list here, and we moved the bill here, and I just made a mistake there, and I do apologize.
All right.
Thank you for attending, and I appreciate your involvement, okay? Okay. And you too, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Adjourned. We are adjourned.